FM KEXP. We are live online around the globe at kexp.org. Thank you so much for joining us here at the Austin City Limits Soundstage. We are so excited to be broadcasting our third and final day live from the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, and we can't tell you how much we love this hometown band. Please help me welcome Aucorville River.
Thank you.
The president's dead, the radio said. Dear friends, is it not so horrible? A shock through my heart like a knife right through bread. The radio said that the president's dead. The sea doesn't dry and the sky isn't split. But friends, it just seems so wrong, don't it? A shout from the crowd and a shot in the head. The president's lying on the tarmac dead. He's lying face down with those black-dressed agents, guns drawn, running around. And the early obits say he was a good man. You can't argue with that, not today you can't. Hey, not now you can't. In the media tent, where they spin and they slant, they just foam at the mouth and they champ at the bit. Those bloodsuckers can wait till those vultures cool it. Did the TV just say that the president's dead? Well, let's imagine the way. Let's say 30 years in, how somebody might say, what were you doing when? On a beautiful day, I was waking up, and I was lying in bed with my girlfriend. And then the eggs on the plate, and the bacon hessen, and the coffee was great, and there was spring on the wind. Have you ever lived through a day where the littlest things and the littlest ways made you feel you were blessed? If you died right then, well, you know you'd be missed. There's no better state to cease to exist. So you wouldn't feel sad, and you wouldn't resist, because you knew what you had, and you were thankful for it in your own little way. Well, I'm a small, quiet man, I've got no wars to win, and I don't have a big plan, but I love my new place, and I love my old friends, and I scrimp and I save, and one day I'll have kids. I can truthfully say that my day was like that, till the radio played. Laying on the stand by the bed, fired out this report, and in three words they said, like three shots to my head, the president's dead. Oh, oh, the president's dead. The president's dead. The president's dead. Oh, oh, the president's dead. The president's dead.
Morning. Russell.
I wasn't ready. It's not radio worthy. This is a song called Our Life Is Not a Movie.
Let's go. Or maybe.
It's just a bad movie where there's no crying. And then the key to me in this red lion. Where the lock that you locked in the suite says there's no prying. Where the breath that you breathe in the street screams there's no science. When you look at your defense of me, I see some flying and fall into his silence. It's just a life story, so there's no climax. No more new territory. So pull away the IMAX. In the slot that you sliced in the scene, there was no shyness. In the plot that you passed through your teeth, there was no pity. No fading film begins on a kid in the big city. And no cut to a costly parade. That's for him only.
It's so nice to meet you all down here in your hometown, because you've certainly come to visit us plenty of times. Thank you so much for coming out today.
Thank you. It's our pleasure.
I know you're incredibly busy this time of year. I would think that, actually, I was thinking that South by Southwest wouldn't be so crazy for locals, but Travis tells me that every band in Austin pretty much has 1 to 10 bands staying with them during South by Southwest, so it's crazy. Well, you're certainly no stranger to KEXP and KEXP listeners, but in case we have any new fans out in the audience, want to have a little round of band introductions?
Well, I'm Will Sheff. This is Scott Brackett over here. He plays cornet and keyboards and that thing in his hand that shakes and makes that sound. Patrick Pistorius on bass, Travis Nelson playing drums, and Jonathan Myberg over there playing all manner of things, keyboards mainly, and Brian Cassidy on electric guitar and mandolin.
And other than having people staying with you this week, how crazy is the South by Southwest? I know you got a couple of bands juggling things this week.
It's been a little funny. We were working on our new record, and we had right before that we'd come off of 3 months straight of touring. And then we went in and started doing rehearsals every day, and it was, well, a horrible sort of ironic consequence of that was that during the actual recording process, I lost my voice and I couldn't talk at all. So I would just, like, hide in my house and not speak. And every time I go out, I'd try to communicate with people, like, by writing on things. And that just got so awkward so fast that I was like, I'm going to hide in my house. So we put off every little bit of vocal recording and all this last-minute finish stuff for during South by Southwest. That was the only time we could do it. So there's been an added dimension of trying to make the showcases, trying to take care of the dudes who are crashing on your couch, trying to find a parking space, you know, when everything has been taken up, and trying to finish a record at the same time. So it's been a little bit interesting, but I don't think that's in some ways all that unique.
One of the reasons I love you, Will, is you've always got a story like that. Your life is like a movie. I can imagine you walking down the street trying to talk to people by writing on a little notepad. That's hilarious.
It was awful. And then people were said, hey, there's the movie Little Miss Sunshine. There's a character that does that. And then I was like, okay, that's it. I'm really not going to leave my house now.
Like I said, your life is like a movie. Well, you did mention the new album, and I was thinking that you played the KEXP Yule Benefit this past December, but actually that was 2005, yeah. Patrick reminded me, which is crazy how quickly time goes by. So, yeah, it is about time for a new album. I'm still not tired of Black Sheep Boy. So I'm holding tight already, and you put out a couple of EPs, the live album in there. But, yeah, new album sounds great. Tell me about it.
Well, we're just in the middle of finishing it up, and I'm still a little bit scared of talking about too many details about it, because there's all these things, they start to float together, and you start to realize that this song is about this, and this song's about that, and this song you thought was so good is actually bad, and that song you thought was so bad is actually good. And I feel like there's so much that can happen to the development of a record up until the last bit, but basically we tried to kind of go as different from Black Sheep Boy as we could in some ways. That seemed like the most scary option, and so probably the best option to take. I was sort of thinking, well, I could keep trying to do this one particular thing, and people like that and respond to that, but I think there's like a perverse part of myself that always thinks that the thing that I should never be allowed to get away with is the thing that I should try to get away with, or something like that. So it's basically a lot of decisions that we would have made on Black Sheep Boy. We were trying to make the opposite decisions on this record.
Well, that kind of thinking, I think, is what made Black Sheep Boy so great. So no pressure, but can't wait to hear the new album. Can you at least tell us what an anticipated release frame might be?
Yeah, well, it was supposed to come out in the summer, but then the pipes went out. So it's now going to be coming out in August. And we just can't wait for it. It's actually been, like, way too long. I've been sort of loving and squeezing these songs so close to myself for so long that I feel like of mice and men, I'm gonna mangle them or something like that. I'm really ready for the album, for them to go out in the world where they'll be safe from me revising them to death.
Will, you killed the album.
No. Oh, no, the album, not the Will. Album.
Well, we can't wait either, and we'd love to squeeze a few more songs out of you today.
We'd be happy to.
Aucarville River, live on KEXP.
Can I get just a little bit more guitar?
around it, each door would cover by at least 20 men. They're gonna take me and throw me in prison. I ain't coming back again. I ain't coming back again. When I was younger, handsomer, stronger, felt like I might do anything. But all of these people making all these faces didn't seem like my kid again. Didn't seem like my kid again.
Don't look like anything.
Some nights I thirst for real blood, for real knives, for real cries. And then the flash of steel from real guns in real life really fills my mind. But I really miss what really did exist. I held your throat so tight. I miss the bus as it swerved from us, almost came crashing to its side. Some nights the blood from real cuts feels real nice. It's really mine. And if you want it to be real, come over for one night. Really, really climb. Those blue bridge lights might really burn most bright. Watch that dark lake rise. Really wanna see what really matters most to me. Just take a real short drive. Of night, we'll stretch this shaking night. This room unlit, unheated, and the ceiling strives. And the dark black lines, wanna know this time. If you're really finally mine, I'd like to know that you're not lying. So I wanna see you try. I wanna hear you say it shouldn't really be this way. It's like this way just fine.
This is called Aukerville River Song. Had an Aukerville River before. smoke lay thick, smothered. All the skunk covers and vines. Where gods were born, gods lay down to die. With your hand inside my pocket, you whispered in my ear, we've come from ugly nests to find some refuge here.
Such a talented and generous band. Once again, let's hear it for Aukerville River live on KEXP.